You're listening to Leadership Podcast, a series of short, insightful discussions with experts in the field of volunteer leadership. Brought to you by the AREA Center for Leadership Development, your interviewer is Elaine LaChapelle.
I'm speaking today with Jennifer Speer. She's the founder of Clean Slate Strategies. Jennifer works with associations to uncover their real issues and design unique solutions. And today we're talking about generating non-dues revenue. Welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you. Pleased to be here.
Good. Now, let's start first talking about your work on solving problems. Before we get into non-dues revenue, what do you find association leaders get most stuck on when attempting to solve a problem?
Well, typically what happens is something comes up, the problem, the pain, and we want it to go away very quickly. Mm-hmm. And so we tend to act very quickly and immediately jump to a solution and try to implement it. But what appears to us might not be the real problem. It could be the symptom of a problem or something that problem is causing. And so instead, we should take time up front to clarify and make sure that we're working on the right problem and define it properly. And if we go slow up front, it'll allow us to go fast later on. Because if you are moving very quickly, but you're going in the wrong direction, right. It doesn't matter how fast you get there.
Right. And so with respect to non-dues revenue, and seeing that, I guess, more as an opportunity maybe than as a problem, I assume associations are looking mm-hmm. to solve some problem by using non-dues revenue. What's the thinking behind that?
Well, non-dues revenue, it's interesting because it's not the end goal or the destination that or the purpose for a nonprofit association. It really allows the association to accomplish their goals. It's a means to an end. Mm. And so if associations are focused on their problems, on serving their members more effectively, they can use non-dues revenue to generate that revenue to allow them to offer more services or whatever it is that they're trying to provide for their members. But when we're thinking about non-dues revenue, we should really be thinking about how we're going to spend it, not necessarily how we're going to raise it first, because it's not we're not raising money just for the sake of raising money in a not-for-profit organization.
Right. Very good. What do you think associations need to think about as they consider expanding their non-dues revenues? What are some of the things you feel they need to be focusing on?
Definitely, they have to be focusing on their members and what the members value and what they need. And if all the activity in an association is focused on delivering that value for their members, then the association is going to be more more effective and more productive and be able to sustain into the future. And so any non-dues revenue activity should be earmarked to support these member benefits. And we should be focused on providing added, needed and durable member benefits, and to be building those lasting relationship with the members. That's what's going to sustain the organization in the long run.
I think I understand added and needed. What are durable member benefits?
Durable is not a one-time thing. It's going to hang around. It's going to be a real benefit that the members will see over the lifetime of their membership, over and over, something that is ongoing. So it's not the one-off bake sale or something that you're offering one time only. It could be maybe access to technology or education or something that they will see the value of long term.
Great. Excellent. Focusing on members and the services you provide. Very good. I've been speaking with Jennifer Speer on generating non-dues revenue. You can learn more about her and her work at cleanslatestrategies.com. And be sure to check out our many articles and resources at area.com/leadership.
You've been listening to Leadership Podcast. To subscribe to this podcast, go to area.com/leadership.